Now for a story most of us can probably relate to. You buy something online and then you change your mind. So what to do? Keep it? Regift? Send it back? Well, Americans had interesting things to say about their return habits in a new NPR Marist poll. So interesting that some of the responses surprised our retail reporter Alina Selyuk.
When you follow retail, you hear a lot about returns, that online shopping produces a ton of them.
It was $385 billion worth in 1 year last year.
That's $385
billion with a B, returned inventory.
Larissa Summers works for a company called UpToro, which is built around returns, helping retailers repurpose or resell the stuff people send back.
In some categories, 20 to 30% of goods get returned.
I went to Summers for a professional reality check because I'm trying to make sense of some fascinating results from the new NPR Marist poll. 91% of American online shoppers told us they rarely or never return things they buy online. And my immediate thought was, where are these people who never return things?
My name is Kat Novak, and I live north of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Novak rarely returns things for this straightforward reason.
I don't enjoy shopping. It's not my favorite thing to do.
Not her favorite thing to do. Novak likes finding exactly the right thing before buying it, so she doesn't have to shop again. Katie Burns from San Francisco has another reason why people don't return things.
I do have a basket in my apartment of things that I fully intend to return that have been there for more than a year, probably, that I have not gotten around to.
And now she's missed the return window for most of them. In our survey, a majority of online shoppers say they have, indeed, kept purchases they'd meant to return, mainly to avoid the hassle. Now, another number in the poll surprised me the most. It has to do with how I personally shop, which is buy a bunch of sweaters in different sizes, return what doesn't fit. Almost everyone, 94% of online shoppers, told us they rarely or never make a purchase expecting to return part of it. Am I really in such a tiny minority?
That surprises me.
Hey, there are two of us, me and Stacy Steiner from Jacksonville, Florida.
I'll go every once in a while, save up money, and then I'll just do a huge batch order.
Recently, she wanted new dresses for her birthday.
So I think I bought like 13 dresses or something.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to try them all on, and I picked three that I kept.
And guess who else shops like Steiner and I? Director of the Marist Poll, Barbara Carvalho.
I agree. The expectation was that we were going to see a very large proportion of people that return things.
But remember, we had 91% say they hardly ever return things. My theory, asking about the frequency of returns was like calling people and saying, "Do you floss every day?" But Carvalho says the poll accounts for this by suggesting a range of answers instead of a yes or no. And more importantly, I lost sight of the other side, the 9% of online shoppers who admit to making returns often or very often.
It actually translates into almost 16 million adults in the U.S.
A small percentage of shoppers giving retailers big headaches with costly returns. But sometimes the retailers have themselves to blame. Remember Novak from Michigan who doesn't like shopping? Last year, her husband ordered a small fuel tank for a camp stove, but instead received a 5-foot-tall cooler.
If I could return it, I would return this stupid cooler. They won't take it back.
She says the company only allows returns for warranty or defects, not wrong shipments. So now, that's another reason why Novak does not return things. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.